The governor's Juvenile Justice Review Commission has to come up with a plan for closing either the Ethan Allen or Lincoln Hills schools by the end of this month. It's hoped that will help solve a $25 million deficit in the state juvenile corrections budget. But the leaders of the state teachers union and the state employees union told the commission not to close either school. WEAC President Mary Bell says consolidating the institutions won't save money and will be detrimental for young offenders.
In the end, I think the expense of really creating larger class sizes, larger groups of troubled youth, doesn't address the change that we can make, which is a long-term investment in their success as citizens.
WEAC represents teachers who work at the two institutions, some of whom would lose their jobs if one of them's closed. The Wisconsin State Employees Union represents more than 300 workers at both schools. Union Executive Director Marty Beal told the commission the state needs to change the funding formula for the schools because it requires counties to cover the costs of all youth who are sent there for secure detention.
Until we can take the funding off of the counties and it becomes GPR, the problem will continue. Now, this committee could decide to throw all these kids in one institution, and 15 years from now, you know, all these kids' recidivism rates go up, and we warehouse them because we haven't fixed the problem.
One fix the governor's commission may consider is requiring state education dollars earmarked for each student to follow any youth that ends up in detention. That might take some of the burden off the counties. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.